Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It gives me chills to watch it. If you are listening to this in the United States of America, it's because your ancestors fled here. Fled something intolerable. I've long believed this is the beauty of the American gene pool. It is like nothing else on earth because of the self-selection of people who were more daring than others, more risk-taking than others. Because you gotta be risky to come here, okay? You gotta have something in your genes that says, I'm gonna walk away from everything that's familiar and everything I've ever known. I'm gonna close a door on that. I'm gonna go to a place where I'm not really sure I'm gonna support myself and may not even speak the language. I'm gonna start over. That's gonna be brutally hard. But I'm gonna do it anyway. That's why I think there's such a special gene pool in this country. It's why it makes it like nowhere else on earth. The DNA that does not have those traits stayed behind. You see the weakness. You see the weakness in the countries, what was left. The ingenuity, the creativity, and maybe a little bit of extra intellect that says, hey, I know I'm a little smarter. I got enough of an edge to make it. I'll be okay. There's this picture I love and I treasure. I didn't know what it was. I'd seen it many years. Because I didn't know how to read the German on the back. It was my grandmother. And she was fleeing Germany. Hitler was already in office at the time. And she hated him. She couldn't stand him. And she's 19 years old. She is walking down the gangplank to get on a ship. She's got this, her father is walking behind her. And as a parent now, I understand the look on his face. He's this very concerned look. She's got this determined look. And he's walking behind her. He's carrying her suitcases. They're very small. I mean, for suitcases, I'm like, wow, that is more like a briefcase today than a suitcase. And off she's going, man. He can't stop her. And there was something scrawled in German on the back of that picture. I never knew what it said until I finally hooked up with her brother many years later and had him trained. Like, what was she saying here? What's on the back of it? And it gives me chills to talk about it still today. Last day on German soil. Dawn. She didn't even speak English. She came here, worked in a factory, went to school at night to learn to speak English. She was done. She hated socialism. Do you wonder where I got it from? She left everything and everyone she'd ever loved behind. Because she had grown up in that system. She'd caught the tail end of it in her teens. And she didn't like it. She wanted nothing to do with it. She came right to America. Well, those wheels are churning and burning in people's heads again. And it gives me chills. That DNA is still there. It's still there. It's distant and faint. And we've forgotten what we fled. But it's still there. Headline, record wave, things we've never seen before, is the theme of this show. You are living in unprecedented times in American history and in human history. Headline, Bloomberg, record wave of Americans fled big cities for small ones in 2023. The numbers are just now coming in. Migration to areas under 250,000 people topped all locations. Why is this going on? Part of it is remote work. We can work remotely now because of COVID. So, you know, we're doing that, right? That's allowing this. But why would you do that? Like at a gut level. Well, they're going to be red, right? You see the map? My son was blown away by the map. He's just getting into Crash is just getting into politics now. How do we have Democrats? The country's blue on the map. Yeah, because all these small areas are red. What happens when you move to a red area with a population under 250,000? You have a lot more control. You can knock a city council member, you can knock a state legislator out of their seat by walking and knocking doors if you're determined enough to do it. It's more power there for people. There's more freedom there for people. Government is closer to you. Record wave of Americans fled big cities for small ones in 2023. We have never seen numbers like this before. What is this? This is the new civil war. And I say it all the time to you, the key weapon in the new civil war is the moving truck. People do not want to engage in violence, but they don't want to be ruled by these people. So they are doing everything they can to avoid that. And that means getting the heck out of the poisonous authoritarian culture of liberalism. They just want out. Maybe they can't even articulate it the way that I am right now, but this is ancient with them. It's the same set of DNA that caused my grandmother to go down that gangplank. By the way, she never went back until the 1950s. Her beloved church choir was going to sing throughout Europe, and she ended up going through Germany. But other than that, nope, never went back. Done. You know what that takes? I admire that. That's in our DNA. It's still there. And that DNA is congregating in these cities to try to escape. An estimated 291,400 people last year migrated from areas, other areas into America's small towns and rural areas, which Lombard defines as metropolitan areas with 250,000 people or fewer. Areas with 250,000 to 1 million people saw a net in-migration of another 266,448. What is that? That's areas like the upstate, right? Red areas. That's what red areas look like. They tend to have less population. Some of them get quite big, but not big like blue areas. While areas with 1 million to 4 million people recorded only a modest gain. What is that? That's illegal immigrants. No, it is. It's illegal immigrants. Drawn there by liberal policies where tax money is handed out on Visa cards, where you're getting, you know, California, you're getting the free healthcare, that anything that they, you know, they can give you to get you there. So this is incredible. This is movement. What this should, when this something like this happens and it's internal, it shows there is a shift going on at a deep subconscious level, or maybe a more conscious level in the American psyche. People are trying to escape the funk of liberalism, and it destroys everything it touches. It has a funk. It does. It's the funk of just desiccation and decimation, rot, lack of growth, lack of excitement, lack of renewal, stagnation. People don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want to be a part of it. Whether they're overtly political or not, they're moving. So like our ancestors, we're on the move again. And I think this is fantastic. But a time is coming when the governors and the mayors are going to have to say, not across our borders to the federal government. That time is coming, and this is what that move is preparing people for. If they move, they are going to demand their politicians defend them against what they fled being inflicted on them in rural areas. And this is setting up the tension in the competition of the next century, I think.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.